You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. This week, the Michigan Senate passed a package of bills that would, among other things, limit claims of immunity from civil suits for government entities, including public universities, extend the statute of limitations on when a victim can file a sexual assault complaint, and strengthen mandatory reporting laws. Larissa Boyce was at the Capitol this week. She's among the first athletes to complain to Michigan State University officials about Larry Nassar's abuse. So what are your thoughts on those bills that passed the Senate this week?
Oh, I am thankful that they passed. It's a huge step in the right direction for our state, since our state is one of the worst in the country, based on sexual abuse laws and protection of those who have been sexually abused. So I think it is a great step in the right direction, and I'm hoping that the House does the same.
There's some pretty intense lobbying from public universities, the Catholic Church, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. That's a lot of clout. There's still some uncertainty about extending the statute of limitations and limiting governmental immunity. The argument is any changes could open the door for a lot of costly lawsuits that taxpayers or parishioners might have to pay. What would you say to them if given the chance?
I would say that children should not have a price tag on them. The fact that anybody can be against these bills being passed, it really disgusts me. This is about the safety and justice for children. And we've been shown that, you know, of course, certain institutions and politicians are valuing money over little children. So I say, where is their humanity? Do they have any type of moral compass or integrity? It should not at all be about money. It should be about what is right. And they should be the example for the country and the world that we will not tolerate sexual abuse.
MSU's interim president, John Engler, made his first public appearance in front of legislators yesterday, and he argued that victims of Nassar and their attorneys have put settlement negotiations on hold because they're waiting for more favorable conditions now with this legislation coming through. What do you know about that?
That is a lie. I know that our civil attorneys have been trying to mediate and get MSU to come mediate with them. And so the fact that he's saying that this is putting all of that on hold is a complete lie. I think they even had a mediator person set up to start the mediation process. And so MSU and Engler are actually the ones who have stopped that process and have made it more difficult.
So you and your attorney are not in a wait-and-see mode. You're still trying to get to the bargaining table with this. Have you?
We want to get the mediation process going, and it is MSU that is stalling.
I'm wondering, since
they're making excuses.
Since he became Michigan State University interim president, have you requested a chance to meet with John Engler?
I have, through a family friend, and then also through my lawyers. I have tried to reach out to get a meeting with him because I think it's important that he actually talks to some of the survivors and really sees that we are real people, and maybe, you know, we can help in this process. You know, we want change. We want MSU to be better, and what better way to do that than actually speak with some of the survivors.
What would you tell him exactly?
Oh, that's a great question. I would just want to sit down with him and find out what their angle is, and then give him my perspective of, you know, we need to make the campus a safer place for all children, for all of the students. And I think that by hearing our experiences, my experience, and how things went wrong, how I was not listened to, how I was humiliated by my coach, Kathy Klagas. I mean, they need to really find out, how did those things happen? And I don't think that they can find that out without actually speaking to the people who went through that process and had the adults who were in charge not do the right thing.
So, really briefly, how would you assess the way things are progressing at MSU since the Nassar sentencing hearings?
Oh, I don't think anything has really progressed. I think they're still full of a lot of empty talk and no action. I feel like they're making excuses at every turn. And really, without transparency and even giving us survivors discovery, nothing has changed. They are giving all of these other entities information about what happened and how things went on, you know, all of these.
Right, the Attorney General's Office, the House Investigative Committees, yeah.
Yeah, all of them, they're getting the information, but the survivors are getting nothing. And that's how it's always been. We've been fighting for the truth. We've been fighting to know how this could have happened for so long, and they refuse to give us any of that information. And I think we are the ones who deserve it more than anybody.
Larissa Boyce is one of the survivors of abuse at the hands of Larry Nassar, the former doctor who treated girls and young women at Michigan State University. Larissa, thanks very much for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you.
We reached out to the spokesperson for interim MSU president, John Engler. He referred us to comments Engler made to reporters yesterday, in which Engler said he hopes to have settlement negotiations completed by this summer, and for the university to avoid years of litigation and a trial.